Welcome to Parshas Shavuot with Rabbi Gari. This week's Parshas Toldos. And the Parsha starts with two psukim. The story of the Parsha, the beginning, the opening of the Parsha is about the birth of Yaakov and Esav. But the beginning of the Parsha starts with two very famous psukim with some famous questions, and we're going to dwell on that today. The Pasuk says as follows. I'm going to read it to you and just go slowly so we get the Pasuk clear. The Pasuk says, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the children of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram hoylid es Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Then it says, "Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arboim Shana." Yitzchak was 40 years. B'kachto es Rivka when he married Rivka. Who was Rivka? Says the pasuk, "Bas Besuel." She was the daughter of Besuel ha'Arami. She was from Mipadan Aram. She was from Padan Aram, and she was the sister Achois Lavan ha'Arami. She was the sister of Lavan ha'Arami, and she became Loyla Isha. She became the wife of Yitzchak. So the first very famous question is, in the first pasuk, the repetition, it says, this is the children of Yitzchak, who was Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Then it repeats and says, Avram, hoyli des Yitzchak, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So what does that mean? If he was the son of Avram, of course, Avram gave birth to him. That's the first question, the first pasuk. The second famous question, the second pasuk is, it says who Rivka was. She was the son of Besuel, she came from Padan Aram, the sister of Lavan. We already know who Rivka was. In last week's parasha, when Eliezer went to find the Shidduch, we know exactly who Rivka is from all the psukim we had before. Why is it necessary to explain here that she was the daughter of Besuel, she came from Padan Aram, and she was the sister of Lavan? So, there are a couple of famous answers. I'm going to give one on both questions, two different answers on two different questions. That Yitzchak ben Avram is like this, because Yitzchak, when he was born, there was a rumor that the late Sonne Hador, the scoffers of the generation, spread that Yitzchak wasn't in fact the son of Avram, he was the son of Avimelech. The reason is because all the years Sarah wasn't able to give birth, and suddenly after the story when she was abducted by Avimelech, even though nothing happened there, but nevertheless she was with Avimelech for a short while. Therefore the rumor is suddenly she becomes pregnant, therefore must be that he's Avimelech's son. So therefore Hashem says the following, what did Hashem do? He made sure that Yitzchak should look exactly the same as Avraham, so everyone should know that he's Avraham's son. That's the pshat in the pasuk, that Eloh told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, this is the generation of Yitzchak, this is the children of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, and we know for sure that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak because they looked exactly alike. That's the one answer that Rashi brings that. The second answer is also in Rashi on the second question. We know who Rivka was. Says Rashi, no, but the Torah wants to highlight her greatness. The greatness is, who was Rivka? She was the daughter of Besuel. Besuel was a terrible person. She came from Padan Aram, which was a terrible culture. She was the sister of Lavan, who was a con man. And nevertheless, she was so righteous, she was such a tzaddikus, and therefore highlights her greatness. And that's why the Torah repeats exactly who Rivka was here, even though we know from before where Rivka came from or who she was. But we know that there's many, many angles to the Torah and different Mishnayot. So I want to share with you a Kli Yoker that has a certain approach which then answers both questions. And he says the following. He says, if you look at the phrase Yitzchak ben Avram, Yitzchak the son of Avram, and Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, Leida, right? They are two different expressions. He says, ben, son of, and giving birth to are two different things. For example, we find by Yishmael, it also says Yishmael ben Avram. And then it says, but it doesn't say Avram hoylid es Yishmael. He gave birth to Yishmael. It says Asher yolda Hagar hamitzris. That Hagar, which was Sarah's maidservant, gave birth to Yishmael. So what does that mean? So he explains the following. Bain and hoylid are two different expressions. Bain, sometimes the son of, could be said sometimes even if a person is not even a biological son. Right, we know that Chazal tell us when you teach students, the students become like your children. Right, they call children. Like it says, when Batya brought up Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Vayhi lo lebein, she was like a son. We find it by Esther, she became a daughter of Mordechai. She wasn't the daughter of Mordechai. He brought her up. He raised her because she didn't have children. She didn't have parents. Avraham Avinu is called the father of nations. He didn't give birth to them. Right? When we talk about giving birth, that means the person is actually born. And most importantly, when the Torah uses hoylid, giving birth, it means that the person is able to receive the personality and the nature of the person that gave birth to them in a very intrinsic and permanent way. Meaning like this. When you talk about a student, for example, being a child, of course, the student learns from the teacher. He adopts a certain nature. He adopts a certain personality. He emulates the teacher. But it's sort of more superficial and it's very easy to get rid of. Whereas if someone has a personality because he has inherited the genes of the person that gave birth to them, that personality, those traits that the person has, is much more intrinsic, is much more ingrained in the person. So when it comes to Yitzchak and Yishmael, we understand how this works. Yitzchak was the son of Avraham, says the Torah. But whose personality did he have? Who was he like? Where did his greatness come from? It came from Avraham Avinu. Because he was mekabel his teva, he received his teva, received his nature from Yitzchak. From Yitzchak. Not so by Yishmael. But Yishmael doesn't say that. Yishmael says he was the ben Avraham, he was the son of Avraham, of course. He hung around Avraham and maybe even learned things from him. But actually, who really was he? And why did he go away from, the path of Torah mitzvahs and the path of goodness? Because it says, Asher yolda Hagar ha-mitzvahs. Hagar gave birth to him. He actually got his personality from his mother, from Hagar. And Hagar didn't come from such a good background. And therefore, she came from people that weren't so good. And therefore, that's where Yishmael got his nature from. And ultimately, that nature prevailed over the things that he learned from Avraham. Because although he was a biological son of Avraham, he was more of a bane, he was more of a son. He didn't actually intrinsically receive the personality and the nature from Avraham. Now, here comes the problem. This is the issue for the rest of the parasha. If Yitzchak is makabel everything from Avraham, Yitzchak was really not just the son of Avraham, but Avraham gave birth to him, he gave him over everything that he had, his holiness, his nature, his personality, everything about him. So how could it be, and then he married Rivka, who was so great, how could it be that an Esav, how did it happen that had an Esav? In other words, yes, they gave birth to Yaakov, we understand. Yaakov came from Mamash, a holy union. He gave birth to Yaakov. Yaakov was his child. Yaakov was born from him. And from Rivka, so therefore he became a tzaddik. But Esav, how did Esav come to such a union? Especially when we say that Yitzchak was received everything from Avraham Avinu. So how did Esav come about? He says, that's the answer to the next question in the Pasuk. It says that he gave, we have a chazal that says that very often children follow the family of the mother. That's where they get their sort of personality from. And in this case, that's exactly what happened in Esav's situation. Now, we know like this. Esav, we find three things with him. Esav was promiscuous. It said he used to abduct and abuse, rape even, women who were married to husbands of theirs. We find that he was a glutton. He came back from the field and he saw Yaakov cooking lentils and he said, just pour it down my throat. And that's what he did. He poured it down his throat and he ate it, the whole thing very quickly. He was very materialistic. It's a symbol of his materialism. He rejected the Bechorah, rejected the firstborn right because he says he just wanted to party, he just wanted to live this life in a physical and mundane way. And of course we know that he was also a great con artist. He tricked his father into thinking that he's very righteous. He asked him all those questions. As it says later, Rashi brings you to go and ask his father, how do you tie the salt? How do you tie the straw? So his father should think that he's a very big tzaddik, when in fact he wasn't. So he was bluffing. He was really cheating. He was lying. He was dishonest the way he was with his father. Where did Esav get these things? So that's why the Torah says where Rivka comes from. Rivka was this daughter of Besuel. She came from Paddan Aram, and she was the sister of Lavan. The Medrash says Besuel was a terrible person. Besuel was a promiscuous person. And in where he came from, he also used to sort of take women before they were married and live with them. And only then they could get married. He was sort of a prominent person. And he was a very promiscuous and immoral person. So that's where Esav got that trait from. He got that trait from of abducting women before they from their husbands that he got from Besuel. There's also a medrash that when Yaakov came to Paddan Aram, Padan Aram was a place of immoral culture and very materialistic. So he saw they were very materialistic people. All we're interested in is their food and their wealth. That's where Esav got the thing, that he only wanted a mundane and a physical materialistic life, because he got from that trait, from the culture of his uncle and his grandfather, who were Padan Aram. And Esav was dishonest. He got that from the fact, from Lavan, his uncle, that he was Lavan Ha'arami. He tricked Yaakov. Later we learn he tricked people. He was a con artist. He was a person who tricked other people. And that's where Esav got it. So therefore that explains why, even though Avram hoylidus Yitzchak, and even though Rivka transcended where she came from, she transformed herself. She was a great tzaddikus. And therefore the union of Yitzchak Rivka gave birth to a Yaakov. But nevertheless, Esav still came about because through the fact that he was born from Rivka, somehow he inherited the traits that came from his Rivka's family and place of birth, and therefore we ended up with an Esav. That's how he answers both questions. I'm going to keep it brief this week. Have a good week and a good Shabbos.